This podcast replay is brought to you by Canesware.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Canesware.com at Miami Fanware. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Losses to Alabama, Michigan State, and Virginia. Your wins are against App State and Central Connecticut. When you start looking at the rest of the schedule, UNC, NC State, Pitt, Aaron Pickett, kid, best passer I've seen since Marino in Pitt uniform. I got to say, I mean, it's got a NFL arm, bro. Beautiful arm. Georgia Tech, FSU, Vatech, and Duke. How many wins left on the schedule?
Yeah, I think it's not – you know, I thought before the Virginia game that they had they won that, they had a chance to win probably 7 to 8 games. The fact that they lost that, it probably knocks it down to 6 or 7 at most. I don't think they're going to be favored in any of the next 3 games. At North Carolina, at home against NC State, or at Pitt. So you figure let's give the benefit of the doubt and say they win one of those 3 games somehow, some way, right? That's 3 wins out of those last 4. They might be favored at home. They probably will be favored at home against Georgia Tech. Probably.
They actually, by the way, they can actually pass the ball now.
Right.
At Georgia Tech.
Right. No, what was making Georgia Tech look good was their defense, but then they just got lit up by Mr. Pickett and company. Yeah. So,
well, dude, have you watched that kid?
Yeah. No, he's a good player. He's a tough kid. He's a tough kid. He's the guy who knocked them off their 10-0 perch. By
I know.
The way. You remember?
I know.
That?
I know. I know. I know. But I was watching him this weekend, and I'm telling you, I haven't seen anybody since Marino fling the ball like that in a uniform.
Yeah.
I'm super impressed.
Mark Whipple, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You are correct. I forgot about that. You are correct.
Yeah, man. So. I don't know. I would think right now at this point, their ceiling is 6 to 7 wins. And I would say their floor is probably 4 wins. I would think they would beat FSU and Duke. I would think.
Right. Those are the ones that I'm looking at on the schedule. I'm going FSU, Duke, Georgia Tech will be tough. They'll lose to Vatech. They'll lose to North Carolina. They'll lose to Pitt. They'll lose to North Carolina State probably. The only thing I give them a chance in North Carolina State, it's because it's home. Maybe, you know, it's
right.
That maybe if it's early in the day and the heat, I don't know. But, I mean, NC State is still a better team than they are right now.
Yeah, NC State is going to be a tough game for them. That Devin Leary kid is a pretty good quarterback.
Yes. I mean,
any team with a quarterback that has a pulse has a chance to beat them because of how bad they are in the secondary.
So true.
How many mistakes they make in zone coverage. I don't know. I think, again, I think floor 4 wins. I think the ceiling 7 probably.
What else are you hearing behind the scenes with Manny and the coaching staff? Are you hearing anything from boosters? Are you hearing anything from the administration side? What are you hearing on that end?
Well, Bruce Feldman, who, of course, does an excellent job covering college football and one of the best in the country. You know, his background is covering Miami, and he's got a lot of good sources, worked at ESPN with Manny Diaz and so forth. And so he's got plenty of sources inside. You know, we were able to confirm that Manny's buyout is north of $8 million. So if they were to fire him in the middle of the season, they would have to pay him $8 million to go away, essentially. Cool. And that's why I think more than anything, you probably won't see him get fired. Now, I think the other aspect of it is the players haven't quit on him yet. And that was evident in the Virginia game, because even though they were down 2 touchdowns, it was 27-14, right? They kept playing and they haven't quit. Now, I've seen Miami enough over the last 2 decades to know every coach gets to that breaking point. We remember Al Golden with the 58-0 loss to Clemson. You know, even at the end for Randy Shannon when they lost to USF at home, there's always that point where the kids stop, right? And they reach that sort of emotional wall, and then the coach gets fired. I think there's a chance that if that happens in the middle of the season, that Miami could fire Manny and put in an interim coach. But I think it would take a really, really embarrassing loss, and that's what I've said on my podcast, what I've told you now. I've told other people that, and I think Bruce sort of feels the same way, that because of the buyout, because of the situation where you don't really have somebody else yet, and you don't know who's going to do the next hire if you fire Manny, that that, you know, you're sort of in a waiting pattern to see what develops here, you know, and what's going to happen with Blake James. Is he going to still be the athletic director? All those are questions that are important to this process. And I think right now, the fact that the team is still playing hard for Manny, they're still trying, the fact that he's got a good nucleus of young players that are trying to get the program headed in the right direction, I think those are all areas that help support him right now from being cut.
Is there a part of you, because listen, I've never felt that Manny was ever going to get fired unless guys are committing crimes or something off the field. Even right. If they have a bad year money-wise, there's no way they're going to get rid of him. I didn't think of that. But now that you mentioned it, is there a chance that Blake James, like, okay, well, we can't get rid of Manny right now, but you know what? Let's start preparing on the other end, because Blake hasn't done anything, so let's go get another AD. And let's have somebody with fresh eyes look at Manny's situation, and maybe they can plan ahead if they feel Manny isn't the future down the line. Do you feel like Blake could be the guy on the hot seat this offseason?
It could be. You know, I haven't got any indication from anybody that's a 100% done deal. I think while there's a lot of disgust on the outside and a lot of fan anger, I also think people forget that a big part of Blake's job is making money, right? And he got that Adidas deal done. He's raised a lot of money for the school, helped bring in, you know, donors and so forth. And you know, technically the feather in the cap is the indoor practice. Like, there's been things that have happened from a positive perspective in a team building sense that he's been responsible for. They just upgraded the baseball facilities with the new indoor batting cages and everything. He's working on the lot. So there's money that he's been able to raise to get the job done in that regard. Whether or not his coaches are having success, and then ultimately whether or not how much the university cares about that, is an entirely different situation. So I don't know. Oh, I don't have an answer for you. I know that obviously there's a lot of external pressure to make a change, but internally I've yet to really sense that anybody's sitting there saying, oh, we got to fire the athletic director. I think it's always looked at as, is the coach doing a good enough job?